KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the Western Iowa Conference Wrestling Championships were held Friday night and will be held again today in Avoca. Friday featured a dual tournament with teams seeded and bracketed. Today will be a traditional tournament with matches starting at 10 a.m. In Friday's matchup, it was Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley, 46-33. Loma Downing Tri-Center, 60-17. Also, Loma defeated Underwood, 40-36. Missouri Valley was a 66-17 winner over Audubon in wrestling. Riverside downed Audubon, 60-24. And Tri-Center beat Audubon, 42-27. In high school basketball action Friday night in boys' hoops in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, the Atlantic Trojans were a 57-32 winner over Shenandoah. Tyler Moen led all scorers with 24 points for the Trojans. Bishop Newman defeated St. Albert 37-34. Clarinda was a 61-47 winner over Red Oak. Glenwood down Denison Schleswig 68-45. Kemper Catholic was a 64-55 winner over Creston. And Lewis Central beat Harlan in boys' hoops in the Hawkeye 10, 66-58. In Western Iowa Conference action, it was AHSTW over Missouri Valley 53-31. Audubon downing Tri-Center 83-66. Logan Magnolia was a 46-39 winner over Oakland Riverside. Trainer beat IKM Manning 50-36, and West Monona was a 60-57 winner over Underwood. Rolling Valley Conference boys basketball, it was Arweva over Woodbine 66-46. Coon Rapids Bear down in Glidden Ralston 49-43. West Harrison was a 55-47 winner over Boyer Valley. And Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton beat Peyton Churdan 93-32. In the Corner Conference, Clarinda Academy was a 77-43 winner over Heartland Christian. East Mills down to Griswold 50-27. Sydney was a 76-36 winner over Essex South Page, and Stanton beat Fremont Mills 74-49. In the Pride of Iowa Boys Basketball Conference, it was Bedford over Central Decatur 70-61. East Union beating Nottoway Valley 31-29. Martinsdale St. Mary's hammered on Nottoway Valley 71-58. It was Mount Air over Wayne 68-35, and Southwest Valley beating Southeast Warren 54-26. In other boys' action, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Lafayette 48-42. Bishop Heelan Catholic downing Council Bluffs TJ 46-41. Lamoni was a 63-42 winner over Diagonal, and Murray downed Moulton Udell 75-52. In girls' high school basketball in the Hawkeye 10, it was Shenandoah beating Atlantic 70-47. Creston was a 61-54 winner over Kemper Catholic. Denison Schleswig beat Glenwood 70-58. Lewis Central was a 42-32 winner over Harlan, and Red Oak beat Clarinda 61-16. Western Iowa Conference girls basketball, AHSTW beat Missouri Valley 53-33. Audubon over Tri-Center 54-45. Logan Magnolia was a 57-27 winner over Riverside. Trainer got past IKM Manning 60-48, and it was West Monona over Underwood 59-39. Rolling Valley Conference girls hoops, Arweva was a 52-31 winner over Woodbine. Boyer Valley beat West Harrison 69-55. Glidden Ralston was a 56-31 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard, and Exira EHK beat Peyton Jourdan in girls hoops 52-35. In the Corner Conference, it was Griswold over East Mills 33-24, Fremont Mills beating Stanton 42-24, Sydney downed Essex 59-12, and South Page beat Heartland Christian 51-46. Pride of Iowa girls basketball on Friday night, it was Central Decatur over Bedford 76-39, Lennox beating East Union 56-30, Martinsdale St. Mary's over Nottoway Valley 43-42, Mount Air beating Wayne 64-51, and Southwest Valley was a 50-31 winner over Southeast Warren. Other girls basketball action included Council Bluffs TJ over Bishop Heelan Catholic 61-44, Lamoni downing Diagonal 46-43, and Murray over Moulton Udell 57-29. In college hoops today on KJAN, we'll have the Iowa men's basketball team in action against UNI. That gets underway at 5 o'clock. In college basketball from yesterday, Oregon State made itself right at home in Maui. Aaliyah Goodman scored 22 points, and Destiny Slocum added 17 to lead the 8th-ranked Beavers to a 93-45 win over Eastern Washington Friday night in the Maui Jim Maui Classic. Oregon State improves to 5-0 in the third-year tournament, and it hosts. Oregon State will play Texas A&M tonight. Eastern Washington takes on UC Riverside in the third-place game. In college basketball action on Sunday, women's hoops, it'll be Iowa taking on UNI. We'll have that game for you beginning at 1:45. In the NBA, the 76ers have dropped two straight in Philadelphia since opening the NBA season with 14 wins in their first 15 home games. Thaddeus Young poured in 26 points, and the Indiana Pacers allowed just 42 points in the second half to erase a 10-point deficit, and they won 113-101 victory over the Sixers. The Pacers won their sixth in a row and stayed a half a game behind the Central Division leading Bucks. Damian Lillard had 24 points, and the Trailblazers snapped a two-game slide with a 128-122 victory over the league-leading Raptors. Nikola Jokic scored 24 points, and Jamal Murray contributed 19 in the Nuggets' 109-98 victory over the Thunder. Also in the NBA, Klay Thompson nailed a go-ahead three-pointer with 38.5 seconds left and finished with 27 points and 9 rebounds in the Warriors' 130-125 win at Sacramento. Also, the Bucks topped the Cavaliers 114-102. The Celtics cruised to their eighth straight win as Kyrie Irving delivered 24 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, and 4 steals in just 3 quarters, and a 129-108 pounding of the Hawks. Josh Richardson and Kelly Olynyk scored 18 points each as the Heat beat the Grizzlies 100-97 in Memphis to end a 2-game skid. Emmanuel Mudiay scored 14 of his 34 points in the fourth quarter and had 8 assists, as the Knicks rallied to beat the Hornets 126-124 in overtime. And finally in the NBA, Spencer Dinwiddie dropped in 27 points and Joe Harris chipped in 19 as the Nets earned their season-high fourth straight victory 125-118 against the Wizards. Next hour, we'll take a look at some NFL news for you. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.